Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, show announcement time, Woods, and I think we'll make some people happy. Others might not be all that happy, but we're deciding to make a change.
It was nice knowing you guys. See you later. Some people would be happy.
No, that's not the change. Our real or fake segments contest that we usually have been hosting at 6:50 every morning will now be heard daily at 8:20 a.m.
Look at that.
Now, that means if you are someone who usually tries to get in, play our game, win our prize, you're just going to have to stick around a little bit longer. But this also opens the door for people who may get up a little bit later, get an opportunity to get some new contestants in. Nothing against the people who call at 6 a.m., but I just wanted to mix it up a little bit.
We wanted to mix it up a little bit, and it has nothing to do with the fact that we are pretty much out of gas by about 8:20 every day. Nothing to do with that.
That was the part we weren't going to mention.
Oh,
that was just like, hey, that'll help us get through the 8 o'clock hour when we're both in our fourth hour of radio in
100%.
The morning. 100%.
So a little 8:20 from now on.
Change of pace, where we will play real or fake each morning. So that is the announcement. That means we've got plenty of time here with Eric Adelson, our senior NFL writer, who will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. To be really honest, it was Eric Adelson who said, I'm tired of you guys rushing me off the air every Monday morning to get to your little real or fake game.
For your dumb game.
Yeah, your dumb, stupid game. I want to make sure I get enough time on with Men and Woods.
Okay, so congratulations, Eric.
That's why we've moved it. And now, again, we've got plenty of time as he joins us on our SDCCU fan hotline. Our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson, back with us on Ben and Woods. Good morning, Eric. Feel free to leisurely jump into your segment today.
Yeah, no need to rush, my friend. No need to rush.
Thank you. Well, there's hours of things to talk about, so we should get started.
Where
do we start?
You know where I'm tempted to start?
I know where you're tempted to start because you're madly in love with the Chargers.
I'm madly in love with the Chargers losing. There's a difference.
I know.
How is it possible, Eric, that a team that, I mean, even you about a month ago were still kind of high on the Chargers and on the bandwagon, could look that bad against what is decidedly a mediocre Patriots team this year, losing at home 45-0, the biggest blowout, shutout loss by an NFL team since 1989, the worst Chargers loss of any kind
ever
in franchise history.
Both franchises.
What is wrong with that team?
Man, and you're right. I was bullish on the Chargers for almost the entire season, but I watched a lot of that game, and it's impossible. I mean, that's a college blowout. That almost never happens in the pros. And the unforced errors were just remarkable. I think the string and putty that was holding the team together was Justin Herbert being able to have time and find good receivers. But that went out the window. They couldn't block for him, and he was obviously addled and unable to do anything. And the walls came crumbling down. On defense, you know, Cam Newton has not been a world beater. And he looked like it yesterday. So I just think as much as I like Anthony Lynn, Gus Bradley, I just don't, it's obviously going in the wrong direction, and I don't see how it gets turned around. So I've switched from give them one more year to it's obviously spiraling.
Well, there certainly was an element of we've quit on our coach to that game, no doubt about it. Plus just the fact that they had five punts and three of the times they had the wrong numbers of people on the field. That's just coaching ineptitude right there. But they gave Anthony Lynn a contract extension before the season started. I've covered the Chargers for a long time, and one thing they don't love doing is eating money like that. I'm sure there are some
What's the extension? How long? 2 years?
I think you got two more years.
Two more years?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I think there's some heated discussions going on right now trying to figure out what to do moving forward in that front office.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're also eating money in terms of you have a rookie quarterback who's on his rookie contract, and you can't just sit around and wait. That's something you have to keep in mind. Now you can go out and spend big dollars on people around Justin Herbert, but it won't be long before it's extension time or new contract time, and then you're going to have to do – I mean, this is what happened with Seattle, where Seattle had was gangbusters because they had the Legion of Boom, and they had – all these ingredients around Russell Wilson when he was on his first contract, and then you had to pay him. And you know, assuming that Herbert continues to play this well, that's going to happen in Los Angeles. So you can't just wait and see, even though it feels like, oh, you know, the Murray looks pretty good and they get Derwin James back and they have these good receivers and they have Herbert. You can't sit around, especially in that division, because there's a young Denver team that's going to probably get a little bit better. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere. The Raiders are a lot better. So I just don't think you. And again, I was the guy for more than half of the season on this show saying, "Be patient, be patient." I just don't think you can anymore. You have ingredients on the field, but it's obviously the coaching isn't working. And the other thing I have to say is that I wonder if the spillover from last week's meltdown at the end kind of mentally tax the whole team and be like, wow, well, if we can't put it together when it's a close game, what happens if we go down two or three touchdowns again after traveling back home? That makes me nervous too, that there's sort of a cultural issue now towards the end of the season.
We are talking to Eric Adelson. He's our senior NFL writer, joins us every single Monday during the NFL season. And Eric, I think I'm one of those guys watching Patrick Mahomes last night in the Chiefs. And, you know, again, you look at the stat line and you're like, yeah, 25 for 40, 318, touchdown, no picks. And you look at that stat line and you go, all right. I mean, we expect more. This kid is a winner. But is it just, it's probably just me. The offense, they don't look, they're not doing what they had done previously. And I understand that it's the NFL and there are no style points in the NFL. You don't need to blow teams out by 40 to move up in any kind of rankings like college football. When you watch the Chiefs, are you seeing the same thing? Or are you like, you know what, every game's hard. They're just lucky to come out of there with wins.
Well, there's a reason they drafted Edwards-Helaire, who didn't really play last night, is that when you have Mahomes, you can win any game. And it's the same with Tom Brady. But unless you have a good running attack, you're going to be somewhat vulnerable when you get towards the end of the season because guys are tired, they're beat up, you're in worse weather. And you saw a little hint of it last night where the Broncos were able to kind of control the ball. They were able to kind of run the ball with, yep, with Lindsey and Melvin Gordon, and it looked a little bit more imbalanced. And that's going to be an issue with the Chiefs. If there's one flaw, it's that they just don't have that kind of power running game. And even with Helaire, Edwards-Helaire and LeSean McCoy, it's a little bit out of balance, and those teams are vulnerable. I mean, I still think they're going to repeat. They're just that good. They're just that confident, and Mahomes is just that good too. But I mean, if you run into a Derrick Henry in bad weather and they're able to control the ball, then all of a sudden it gets to be a point where a team like the Titans has a puncher's chance. And if you're the Chiefs, I think that that makes you a little bit nervous because they can't control the ball as well, even with Mahomes, as a team that it effectively runs it.
I will say this. They do maybe it's gut, whatever. They feel more beatable now than they did 6 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I think so too. And another good example, I was at this game a week ago when they were running away from the Bucks. And it was a question of how many records are they going to break today. And at the end, you know, the Bucks are basically 1-3 and out away from getting the ball back and beating them. And that's not a and you sort of see this week in, week out this season where they, and again, they lost the Raiders and then they play the Raiders again. And you think, okay, well, now they're just going to pummel the Raiders. But no, they needed this sort of last second half miracle with Kelce to win. And again, that's, they have killer instinct, but they don't show it. And that just, you know, again, I can't, if I'm going to spend $10 on betting, I'm going to spend it on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But
I did that last night. Didn't really work out for me, to be honest with you. So,
it's just getting a little bit too consistent in the worst possible way, if you know what I mean.
Talking to our senior NFL writer, Eric Adelson. And Eric, I want you to look into your crystal ball about two different quarterbacks who are struggling right now and tell me what you think happens to them, you know, next season and moving into the future. Sam Darnold of the Jets and Carson Wentz of the Eagles, who got benched yesterday for Jalen Hurts. Which one do you, is more salvageable of those two, and where do they go from here given the status of their careers right now?
Well, I still have hope for Darnold. I mean, there just isn't much around him. Gase is terrible. I mean, you just look at Ryan Tannehill. I think that you give Darnold a chance to be with a better coach and you know, build a little bit around the draft. Mekhi Becton, I think, was a good pick for to shore up that offensive line. You get a little more pieces around him, and I think it's a better team. So I'm not too down on him yet. Wentz is mystifying to me. I was so high on Carson Wentz coming out of North Dakota, and he looked so good at first. And now they don't have the same offensive line they did before. They don't really have, you know, Miles Sanders isn't quite as good as, I mean, he was more gangbusters last year. So I don't know. You know, Doug Peterson, I'm not sure how long he has. It's embarrassing if they lose to the Giants, which looks like it's going to happen. If the Giants come in without Barkley, with Daniel Jones, and win the division, I mean, I think you have to do something there, and it might be a full house cleaning. That's something that you could see.
Eric, as always, appreciate it. We will chat with you next Monday as we hit the final quarter of the NFL season and start to get a little more delineation with these playoff teams. Appreciate it as always. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. You too.
That's Eric Adelson on our SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Speaking of Sam Darnold, former USC quarterback, the Trojans played a Sunday night Pac-12 game last night. I watched a little bit of it because it was Shelley's Washington State Cougars. Even she had very little hope in that one. But did you see what happened in the first quarter of that game?
Didn't one of the receivers have four touchdowns?
Four touchdown catches in one quarter. Keaton Slovis threw four touchdown passes to the guy who has to be at least in the top three in great names in college football this year. I believe it's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah,
that dude who caught four touchdowns in one quarter. Actually, about an eight-minute span, because he got his first one with 8:46 remaining in the first quarter, and then got a second one with 5:11 remaining in the first quarter, got a third one with 2:33 remaining in the first quarter, and then after another interception, 44 seconds left in the first quarter, four touchdown catches, 28-0 Trojans. And the rest of the game was pretty boring. They kind of called off the dogs at that point and ended up winning 38-13 to improve to 4-0 on the season.
Good for
yesterday.
Clay Helton. Guy is a hell of a coach. I think he is the coach of the future, for the USC Trojan. Never let that guy walk away.
You're never going to be able to, because he does keep winning these games. They're 4-0.
Guy's been on life support longer
like 70
than any times
coach you can even imagine in college football.
And then goes out and wins a game. I mean, they haven't played anybody, but it's fine.
But they'll probably go to the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah. To play.
I mean, they're ranked 20th in the country. They have no shot at the national championship, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't imagine.
Even if they go undefeated and win the Pac-12, is there any chance that USC will play in the college football playoff? Can you rise 16 spots in 2 weeks?
I just
don't think so.
A lot of it depends. A lot of it depends on who actually can be on the field in the next few weeks.
It's so weird.
It is weird.
It's weird that this season where you'd say, well, the undefeated Pac-12 champion is a non-factor.
Right.
But right now, that's kind of where it's trending toward this year.
Well, and I'll tell you.
It's not like Ohio State has played more games. They played the same number of games as the Trojans. They're both 4-0. Yet Ohio State is in the top four, and USC is just barely in the top 20 in college football.
I just keep Clay forever. Guy's a great, great coach. The guy to take your program into the next 10 years.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're looking for real or fake in this moment. We made the announcement earlier. 8:20 now is where you will find
forever.
Our game of real or fake. We do have the same prize, though. We're qualifying listeners for the Vegas getaway, the dinner at Benihana, the dinner at Fresco Italiano. One winner this month, and only a handful of listeners qualify. So make sure you tune in at 8:20 every morning for your chance to play our daily game of real or fake. We have made the permanent move to put that into our 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
So just a little shift in show programming. Woody, when we come back, we got half the show still to go. I know you wanted to bring up a tweet you saw yesterday.
Yes, this tweet. It went crazy yesterday. Crazy.
Yet there was two different sides.
I can't imagine that there are two sides to this. I really cannot.
Not at all.
Not
you
one.
You can't see it.
No, not one iota.
Is this like the Rounders thing again?
No.
You're going to die on this hill?
I mean, I'll die on this hill.
Woodsy dies on the hill next.
Next.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.